In studio, Attorney General William Tong. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Great to see you guys.
What's going on for you? What's in your bag?
What's in my bag? unfortunately, I would say goodies, but I have some illicit products, which is why I'm here this morning.
Oh. Well, thank you for bringing them.
All right, let me get the money. Hang on.
Hand them over.
And I want to thank this show and Connoisseur Media and Connecticut Broadcasters for helping the Office of the Attorney General and the Department of Consumer Protection produce a public service announcement.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, to warn people. And I did it both in English and in Spanish. I recorded the Spanish down the hall.
Wow.
I don't even speak Spanish.
Nice.
How did you do that?
I just read it and tried to sound authentic.
I just really? Put on everything. Yeah. Necesito el Dorito.
Yeah.
No, ito.
So, did you literally do it in Spanish?
I did do it in Spanish.
Nice.
I don't know if we have it, but...
Can you do it again in Spanish?
No, yeah.
Okay. We will find it.
Okay. I hope it doesn't offend the Spanish speakers.
You're conveying a message.
But the reason why we did the public service announcement is because there are illegal bootleg illicit products that look like common snack foods that are now being sold in smoke shops, vape shops, convenience stores, gas stations that look like, you know, Doritos, Fritos, Cheetos, Snickers bars, but contain edibles. They contain cannabis products in potency, concentrations that are much higher than would be allowed in a legal dispenser here in Connecticut.
Wouldn't the prices be higher, though, if you're paying, like, you know, $10 for a bag of Doritos?
That's right. That's a good point.
Yeah.
$15 for a bag of Doritos?
But look at this. What does this look like to you?
Cheetos.
It looks like Cheetos, right?
Yeah.
That's not Cheetos?
But it says Cheetos.
I see a weed leaf.
Yeah.
Right. You see the cheetah, the orange cheetah. Uh-huh. It looks exactly like a Cheetos bag.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, but he looks a little sleepy.
You know, this has,
hey, man.
This
man
has
hungry.
Delta products in it, which are generally illegal because they have THC levels that are much higher than you're allowed to sell outside of a dispensary.
They pronounce those
Cheetos. So if I had one of them right now, what would happen?
Well, so let me show you this one. So this says Doritos,
yeah,
right?
It actually says Doritos.
It says Doritos.
Right.
And it says it has 600 milligrams of THC.
Oh.
Okay. The maximum.
Is that a lot?
Yes, it's a ton. The maximum you can get in a dispensary in Connecticut is 100 milligrams.
Wow.
So this is six times.
Right.
Right. And that's the whole bag.
Whoa.
Right.
So if you eat one or two, right, you're probably going
to. You want me to right now?
No.
No?
I don't. Is that allowed?
I have no idea.
I don't know. On
sure
air.
Sure would be.
Sure, why not?
Yeah.
But if you're a little kid and you mistake this for...
Big problem.
Right. If you mistake this for Doritos and you eat the whole bag, you're going to the emergency room.
Yeah.
Right.
Right? And if you see
especially
this
when you
around,
eat them like kids eat them.
Yeah.
Like, we don't just have one.
No, of course not.
Eat the whole bag.
No such thing. And you pour...
By the time it kicks in...
Yep. It's, oops, too
big
late.
Big problems.
Look at this.
Wow.
THC Snickers.
Right. Lots of Snickers in this
How
one.
Are they able to use the logos of these companies?
They're criminals.
Right. Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That says all right there. Right.
I don't care.
Stupid me.
It's called You Really Snicker.
and
that,
Super Snicker.
You know, I have to tell you, in this day and age, it's really easy to buy equipment to make packaging.
Yeah.
You know, you can get it anywhere on the internet and get the right bags and plastic, and
right.
So they make these bootleg products because they're criminals. They don't care.
You might not be old enough to remember this, but do you remember Wacky Packages?
Yeah.
They would do parodies of famous products, and they'd have little cards and stickers.
Yeah.
But I thought that maybe this was a legal company just doing a parody of these logos, but so they're not even legal companies.
Yeah, I don't remember the Wacky Packages. I do remember the candy cigarettes. Remember those?
Oh, yeah.
These Snickers say these really satisfy. Not going away for a while? No, I'm not.
Sour Patch Kids.
Nice.
Wow.
Instead of Three Musketeers.
Right.
Three Marijuanas. By the way, these are my 17-year-old.
I love the name.
I got a lot of sound bites on you already now.
Right, exactly. So my 17-year-old, I talked about filming this PSA, and she calls me Ba. She said, Bob, this is not a thing. And I said, yes, Eleanor, it is a thing. And that's why I wanted to bring the products here. I mean, I think some people think it's not a thing.
Yeah.
It's just some myth.
I got to tell you.
These are actual products we seized in raids from Connecticut smoke shops.
Wow.
Whoa.
Yeah.
When you say raids, you don't like bust in the door with the combat stuff, right? You just kind of walk in and like...
I don't know if there's any busting, but yeah, we walked in with law enforcement and...
All suited up and everything?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You walked in too?
I didn't go in.
Oh, okay.
I did not put the big boy pants on and go in on the raid. Drop that Snickers!
With a blue jacket that says AG on the back.
You're not going away for a while.
I didn't do that. I'll have to get one of those jackets for you.
You should.
Nobody just won.
I would. That'd be the first thing I'd do.
No, but you know what?
In our
raids, unfortunately, we have found not just these products, and also products that may not say Doritos, but they're very attractively packaged so that kids will think they're cool and eat them.
Yeah.
Okay, so this doesn't have Doritos on it, but it looks like gummy bears.
It does. Right?
And it's really snazzy. But we've also found
like Grateful Dead
bears. We found weapons. Mm. We found marijuana flower, which you're not supposed to sell outside a dispensary.
Oh.
Right. We found other illegal products. We found people who hid illicit drugs, illegal drugs, weapons, ledgers, like Al Capone type ledgers, where you write, like, you know, when I bought from whom and in what quantity, hidden in ceiling tiles, like that ceiling tile.
Oh. Like, you guys would never look there.
Of course
right.
not.
Exactly. I mean, it's crazy. And in many ways, it's like the Wild West. And the message I wanted to deliver to people across Connecticut is, look, we have an adult use cannabis market. And if you follow the law, you know, if you want to use... That's great.
Yeah.
But you got to follow the law. It doesn't mean you can do whatever the hell you want.
Right.
Right. Attorney General William Tong is here. That stuff, I got to tell you, if I had an 8 or 9 year old, I'd be paranoid and terrified that they could go over someone's house if that's laying around.
Okay, so I think your first clue was $35 for Doritos. That's your first clue.
For a small airline-sized bag.
Right, right. If you're paying $35 for Doritos, don't eat them.
Here, hand that over to Colin, see what happens.
What's terrifying is the concentrations. And on top of that, I mean, it says 600 milligrams.
Yeah.
Who knows what's in this freaking bag?
That's right.
You never know.
That's right.
It could be totally untested.
What lab did they come up with?
Unregulated.
Yeah.
Right, and we're all worried about fentanyl, xylazine. This is not legal stuff that's gone through any kind of testing.
Still nacho cheese, though, is good, though.
Yeah, plus, these are all the munchies that you would want to snack on after you've already smoked, so it's just a self-perpetuating cycle.
Right, so
you get a little, and then all of a sudden now you're hammering down Doritos.
You can't stop eating them.
Yeah, calories are the least of your worries with these.
Yeah,
that's right. We have to find the commercial with the Attorney General in Spanish. We'll do that during the break. But we have the television commercial, the audio from it. The first 20 seconds, their kids like running down the hall in school, and they open up a locker, and they look inside the locker, and a kid just starts pulling all these products out.
Look what I found. Who wants a treat?
I want that one.
I want these.
I'm Attorney General William Tong.
I'm Consumer Protection Commissioner Brian Caffarelli.
There are dangerous products that look like common snack foods, but they're not.
These are illegal cannabis products that are untested and unsafe.
Kids are eating this stuff by mistake and they're ending up in the hospital. If you see this, keep it away from kids and report it.
We want to keep our kids safe. We want them here.
And not here.
Ambulance.
Oh.
Scary.
Yeah.
Very effective commercial.
It is.
Who wrote that?
I have a high school classmate, actually, who's a fairly big-time Hollywood cinematographer.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and he offered to do this with his wife, who's a fairly big-time director. She had a film in Sundance. So they offered to do this as a public service.
That's cool. Great.
Very cool.
Thank you to both of you.
Yeah, give it back.
To Sam and Karen. Sam Levy and Karen Sonor.
Yeah.
Nice.
Very nice of you.
Yeah, really well done. We found the commercial that the Attorney General spoke Spanish, and we're going to play that for you in a second.
Oh, awesome.
First, Thomas in Weathersfield.
Hello there.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, so this is going back a few years now, but my grandfather got a call from the police. And they said, we have your grandson in police custody. He's been arrested, and we need you to wire over the bail money. And his first response was, "You have Thomas," which, you know, he has other grandsons, so I don't know why he thought it was me. But
you're a rep. You're the one.
And then they latched on to that, and they said, "Yeah, we've got Thomas. You need to wire over the bail money." And, you know, he was an elderly individual. He didn't know how to wire any money, so he starts freaking out. And he called my father and said, "I need your help wiring money to the police." And my dad's like, "What are you talking about?" You know, and so then he says, "They've got Thomas. They arrested him." And my dad's like, "Ah, let me call him and see what's going on." And so my father called me, and I was sitting at work, not in jail, right?
Good for your dad for calling.
Yeah.
Some people don't do that.
You know, my father had the sense, but again, this is going back a few years, right? And now my father's getting on in his years, and just 2 weeks ago he calls me and says, "Oh, I got an email from Netflix saying my account has been compromised and I need to log in." And I said,
"Yes."
I said, "Dad, you don't have a Netflix account." He goes, "I know. How weird is that?" So I'm like,
"Listen, when I'm selling a car,
Dad, have you been eating Doritos?
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 I don't know.
From your local smoke shop?"
On the elderly, it's
gross.
It's horrible.
It's gross.
It's really horrible. And I work for a bank, and you know, I won't say which bank I work for, but we are regularly dealing with fraudsters who are preying on elderly, and they'll call them, they'll spoof the number so it'll show up as the bank's number, and they'll say, "Hey, I'm calling from so and so fraud prevention, and
all right, Thomas, thank
you. I need to send you a code." It's incredible.
I'm going to get the Attorney General's thoughts on this. Thanks, Thomas. Appreciate it.
So this happens all day, every day. The grandparent scam. It's one of the most common scams, and you know, the way to deal with it is not to get scammed in the first place. And so, a couple of quick tips. One is make sure you have everyone's cell phone number in your family so you can hang up and call your grandson and call your granddaughter.
Great.
But the other thing you should do, and this is kind of funny to suggest, but I think it's a small thing you can do, and that is choose a code word. You know? So if you're in trouble, you can call and say, "Chaz and AJ."
Right.
And you'll know
you're in trouble.
That's your son or daughter, because only you guys know that Chaz and AJ is the family code word.
Right.
And then you can know that it's not a scam. Now, that seems a little ridiculous, but it's also not a big deal.
It works.
It works.
Yeah, it works. So my mother-in-law had this call. She thought it was her grandson. It's like, "Hi, Grandma."
Yeah.
"Oh, hi, name of grandson. How are you?"
Yeah.
"Oh, I'm in trouble." Da-da-da-da-da. And she was smart enough to say, "What's your birthday?"
Yeah.
Now, if they had that,
and they could
they would
have
get
that
to the next level.
Well, you know why it's effective, and why they usually have so much information about their person that they're impersonating or the person they're talking about. It's because social media, right?
You go on your page and learn everything about
you. Right. Your granddaughter is in Italy studying, right? And then that's the scam, right? Because you see it all over Instagram.
Right.
They call and they say, "I'm with your granddaughter. She was in a car accident. We're in Italy somewhere, and we're in Naples. Wire $25,000 right away so that we can help her."
There's
scary
with the AI now, where someone calls you
and they say,
"Can you hear me?" And you're supposed to say yes or no. And if you say yes or no, then that's it. You're screwed. But because they're taking the yes or no
and using it to fabricate your voice.
Right. Right. So this person said, "I can hear you." The guy says, "I need a yes or no answer." He goes, "I can hear you." They hung up.
Wow.
Yep.
Well, can't they use your voice from the "I can hear you"?
I guess they need a yes or no, apparently.
They can use your voice from the radio.
Right.
Oh, yeah. We're done.
You're done. You're toast.
Both flubbling. I confuse AI.
That would be trouble.
You know it's not him when it's too perfect.
Exactly.
Wait, exactly.
You're speaking clearly and you're making sense.
Attorney General William Tong is in studio. Dave and Trumbull.
I kind of got sucked into something. I'm hoping you can help out with the statute of limitations. So I bought a timeshare a couple years back, and we do use it, and my kids love it, and all is almost paid off. But I got a phone call about renting the timeshare out because we weren't using it that year, and they knew all my information, and it sounded completely legit. And come to find out it wasn't, and now I'm out $1,700.
Ow.
So I don't know if there's any way to possibly go after them or get it back or anything like that.
Well, if we can find them, That's step one. One of the problems with scammers is they're usually not around.
Offshore.
They're offshore.
Like that.
You know, they've covered their tracks pretty well.
Yeah.
It does happen that we can get to people and get their money back. Doesn't happen. You know, usually my advice to people is once the money's gone, it's gone. But if you have information or a phone number or if there's any chance these people are, if not in Connecticut, in New York or somewhere that we can go after them, yeah, give us your name and information after
I'm going to put you on hold.
Call.
Yeah. And Justin's going to grab your name and number.
Okay.
All right, David.
Because they do keep calling me. I keep getting, oh, you can rent your week. And I'm like, no, you can't. And then they hang up as soon as I catch him out, like, you're full of crap. You've done this once, and you can't rent weeks.
Okay. All right, hold on. Hold on. We're going to get your info. The Attorney General will do everything he can to help you. We'll take one more quick one, then we're going to play that commercial.
Yeah.
See how the Attorney General does in Spanish.
Look at it. I'm ready. I'm ready.
He looks defeated already.
Fred and Shelton.
Yeah, my buddy got scammed when his son-in-law passed away suddenly. And they, of course, got the names of the children.
Oh,
and then they
from the obituary.
That
yeah.
Yep. And social media, too, you know.
Right.
So they prey on anybody they could get their hands on.
Do you know what the biggest scam?
Inhumane.
The biggest scam facing people over 60 is in this country?
No.
The romance scam.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah, think about it. It's really easy on social media to figure out who's alone. Right?
Right.
Who's recently lost a spouse, who recently broke up with somebody, who recently kicked that bastard out after 30 years.
Yeah.
Right.
It's all right there.
It's all right there.
Wow.
And who's more vulnerable than somebody who doesn't want to be alone and is now alone or is looking for love online, right? And everybody's doing it. That's cool.
That's right.
Right? But you're very vulnerable and people have been taken for not just $1,000, $5,000. Like everything.
Everything.
Hundreds of thousands of millions of dollars.
Yeah, I got to unfriend somebody now.
Okay, here's that commercial. This is the Attorney General in Spanish.
Soy William Tong, Abogado General del Estado de Connecticut.
Y yo soy Brian Caffarelli, el Comisionado de Protección al Consumidor.
Estamos viendo productos peligrosos que parecen bocadillos comunes para niños, pero no lo son.
Wow.
How many takes?
Pero no lo son.
It's like being
I just did it around the corner from here.
It's like being
right, like down
right
the hall.
In this,
right?
How
right
many down takes?
Mira, listen.
I think three or four, you know.
That's
nice.
Good.
I got it pretty
takes
quick.
Takes us three or four to do
you
English.
Did.
Pero no lo son. That's the one I had to hit.
Right.
Pero no lo son.
Yeah, that sounds bad.
No, it's bueno. Yeah. No.
Pero no lo son.
Estos son productos peligrosos de cannabis ilegales. Los niños consumen estos y terminan en el hospital.
Si ve estos productos, manténgalo alejado de los niños y reporte al sitio de web ct.gov/report illegal cannabis.
Wow.
Wow.
Pero no lo son.
Gracias.
I'm going to use that tonight with my wife.
El producto de Goya.
Pero no lo son.
Pero no lo son. What are you saying there? What is that?
But they're not.
Yeah.
But they're not.
Pero no lo son.
Pero no lo son.
Pero no lo son.
Pero no lo son.
Yeah, see what you say. It's convincing.
En español.
Yeah. Attorney General William Tong, thank you so much for partnering with the Connecticut Broadcasters
thank you.
Association. We appreciate that. And thanks for all your good work.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
And these snacks. Yeah. Thank you so much.
And thanks for all the yummy
for the record,
snacks.
I'm taking the illicit products with me.
Damn it!
And back to the evidence locker,
oh,
guys.
Bummer.